KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And starting off, taking a look at high school sports for you from last night. In high school volleyball play, in Hawkeye 10 action, it was Harlan 3-1 over Clarinda. St. Albert was a 3-2 winner over Red Oak. Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon 3-1 over Riverside. Logan Magnolia, 3-0 sweep of Missouri Valley. Trainer 3-0 over Underwood. And Tri-Center, a 3-0 sweep of AHSTW. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva was a 3-0 winner over Woodbine. Boyer Valley beat Peyton Jourdan 3-1. And Cam swept past Coon Rapids Bayard 3-0. At the Corner Conference Tournament, in the third-place match, Fremont Mills swept past Stanton 3-0. And in the championship, it was Sydney beating East Mills 25-10, 25-17, 25-17. The set scores there in that one as Sydney wins the Corner Conference Tournament. Also in Pride of Iowa Conference play, it was Bedford 2-0 over Diagonal. East Union a 2-0 sweep over Bedford and Diagonal. And it was Lennox 3-0 over Orient Maxburg. Nottoway Valley a 3-0 sweep of Martinsdale St. Mary's. And a few other scores, it was Dallas Center Grimes 3-0 over ADM. Earlham 3-0 over Madrid. It was Kingsley Pearson 3-2 over Westwood. Panorama 3-1 over ACGC. And Van Meter a 3-0 sweep over West Central Valley. The latest rankings out from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union yesterday as well for high school volleyball. And in Class 1A, Janesville is top-ranked. East Mills comes in at number 8. In Class 2A, Grundy Stenner is the top-ranked school. Sydney's number 4. Tri-Center is number 6. Trainer at 8. And Council Bluffs St. Albert at number 9. In Class 3A, Kemper Catholic is top-ranked. Red Oak comes in at number 11. And Shenandoah is at 15. In Class 4A, Sergeant Bluff Luton is top-ranked. And Lewis Central comes in at number 15. And in Class 5A, Cedar Falls is the top-ranked team. Abraham Lincoln is ranked number 13 in this week's poll. Moving on to cross-country, the Dallas Center Grimes boys won the Atlantic Cross Country Invitational on Thursday night at the Atlantic High School. The Mustangs scored 70 points to take the win over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, who was second with 131. The rest of the top five teams were Lewis Central with 139, Nottoway Valley, and Sergeant Bluff Luton. Atlantic finished in eighth place out of 22 teams competing there with 236 points. Trainers Jerry Jorgensen won the individual title with a run of 16:10.08. Nate Mueller of ADM was second with a time of 16:23.37. The rest of the top five went Josh Bodler of Nottoway Valley, Ethan Jurgens of ADM, and Charlie Salisbury of Bishop Heelan. Now, the girls' side of that meet, they had some timing issues, so the full results and official standings won't be out until hopefully sometime today there for that girls' race. So some issues there trying to get that sorted out and get those official results out there. It was reported that Jeanette Schraft was the first girl that crossed the finish line during that race. Also, in other cross-country action, it was the Boyer Valley cross-country meet Thursday night that also served as the Rolling Valley Conference Championships. And in the full team race for the boys, it was IKM Manning winning with 36 points, followed by Woodbine, Boyer Valley, West Monona, Logan Magnolia, and Cam. Individually, Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley was the top runner with a time of 17:16.95. Quinton Draver of IKM Manning came in second. Adam Shearer of Woodbine, Tanner Spolster of IKM Manning, and Kai Meeker of Woodbine round out the top five individuals. Now in the Rolling Valley Conference standings alone, it was Woodbine taking the championship with 22 points. Boyer Valley was second and Cam third. Individually, Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley was the winner there. Adam Shearer of Woodbine, Kai Meeker, Seth Geyer, Groover of Woodbine, and Ethan Fulman of Cam were the top five there in that Rolling Valley Conference race. Also, in the full girls team race, it was Logan Magnolia winning with 17 points. Boyer Valley second, Xyra EHK, Cam, and West Harrison, the rest of the field. In the individual results, Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia won it with a time of 19:08.47. Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia was second, followed by Violet Labke of Loma, Kylie Peterson of Boyer Valley, and Erica Nolting of Logan Magnolia, the top five. And in the Rolling Valley Conference race for the girls, it was Boyer Valley winning with 38 points. Xyra EHK was second, Cam and West Harrison the rest of the field. And for the individuals, Kylie Peterson of Boyer Valley was the champ there. Caitlin Trimmel of Boyer Valley came in second. Marie Hannigan of Boyer Valley was third. Shelby Wilson of Xyra EHK fourth. And Whitney Holiday of Cam was fifth as part of that Rolling Valley Conference championship scored during that Boyer Valley meet. That's high school cross country from last night. Moving on now to High school football coming up tonight. The Atlantic Trojans will travel to Jefferson to take on the Greene County Rams. Trojans coming into the game on a three-game losing streak, including back-to-back losses at home to open up district play. They've struggled to get the consistent offensive production they need and haven't prevented the big play from the opposing offenses during that losing skid. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said his team will need to get some big plays of their own this week against the Rams if they want to have some of that success.
When we decide to throw the football, we're going to have to do it early, on first or second down. It's too easy for the defense to, just tee off on you. If it's third and 10, they know you're throwing it. So when we take our chances, we're going to look for big plays. They give us that opportunity playing man-to-man on the outside. We've got to have some guys make some plays. And I think our guys are up to the challenge. You know, they know that in that man-to-man coverage that Jefferson presents, if they can make a play, it's going to be six.
When it comes to slowing down the Rams' balanced offense, Coach McDermott said they'll need to stop the run first. Greene County lost their first game of the season last week in a tight game against Kemper Catholic. Rams head coach Mitch Moore said a key for his team this week will be to contain Atlantic quarterback Chase Molinex.
He's a different level runner. You can see that on film. He's a good defensive player as well. Certainly his offensive abilities can hurt you when he gets outside the pocket. And they do some boots and some nakeds and roll him out. They do a little bit of a hitch naked package where they're getting him outside too. And our biggest thing we worked on all week in practice is just containing him. You got to have a guy on him, and you got to contain him. You can't let him get outside the tackles. You can't let him have a full head of steam running downhill because he'll be able to beat you. And he's a guy that just – his athletic ability is better than most he plays. And so if he gets you in space and gets you in one-on-one situation, he's got the ability to beat you. And so we've got to gang tackle. We've got to contain him.
The Trojans and Rams have moved their scheduled kickoff up to 5 o'clock tonight with the anticipation of severe weather possible. The freshman game was canceled. We'll have coverage here on KJN. Pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 5. Catch the game on all of our platforms here tonight. And our weekly chat with Coach McDermott Trojan Preview will now air at 3:45. Followed by our high school pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, at 4 o'clock, and then we'll get the pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 7. And stay tuned later in the evening. We'll have the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show from 10 to 11:30 tonight with all those scores from around the state. Some of the other games on tap here tonight include Harlan at Lewis Central in a big game there in Class 3A District 9. Creston will be at Winterset. In Class 2A District 9, the other games have Kemper Catholic at Red Oak and Shenandoah at OABCIG. In Class 1A, Clorinda's at Mount Air. And West Central Valley's at ACGC there in District 8. In District 9, Missouri Valley at Trainer and Underwood at ESAC County. In Class A, in District 2, IKM Manning at Alta Aurelia. In District 9, it'll be Earlham at Southwest Valley. That's been moved up to a 5:30 kick. Nottoway Valley at AHSTW. St. Albert at Riverside. In District 10, Lawton Bronson's at Tri-Center. West Monona at Westwood and Woodbury Central at Logan Magnolia. In an eight-man play tonight in District 7, Clarinda Academy's at Bedford, Essex at Griswold, Fremont Mills at East Mills, Stanton at Sydney. In District 8, Cam is at Boyer Valley. That's been moved to a 5:30 kickoff. Coon Rapids Bayard at Glidden-Ralston, Exira EHK at Woodbine, and West Harrison at Audubon. That's a look at your high school football schedule tonight. And in Major League Baseball, there were a few raised eyebrows when L.A. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts elected to start Hyun-Jin Ryu over Clayton Kershaw for Game 1 of the NLDS against Atlanta. The move paid off as Ryu scattered 4 hits while striking out 8 over 7 innings of the Dodgers' 6-0 shutout of the Braves last night. That series stays in L.A. for Game 2 on Friday. Kershaw will start against Anibal Sanchez for the Braves. And the Milwaukee Brewers were within 3 outs of a 2-0 victory in Game 1 of the NLDS. Instead, they had to wait an inning before pulling out a 3-2 win over the Rockies. Mike Moustakas bailed out Jeremy Jeffries and the Brewers with a walk-off single in the bottom of the 10th. MVP candidate Christian Yelich opened the rally with a walk and moved to second on a wild pitch, but the losing pitcher Adam Ottavino was 1 out away from getting out of the jam until Moustakas delivered. Yelich was 2-for-3 with a 2-run homer and 2 walks. He went deep in the 3rd inning to put Milwaukee ahead early at 2-0. Game 2 is Friday in Milwaukee, and Julius Shaheen is the Brewers' scheduled starter against Tyler Anderson. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.